Good morning, wonderful listeners. Welcome to Be Inspired by His Word Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Liana. Where I'm taking from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 7 to 8. I'm reading from the King James Version. So then, neither is he that planted anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth increase. Now he that planted and he that watereth are one. And every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. Let's move on to the prayer point. End of days, I glorify you and worship your holy name. You worship your majesty. King of kings, I thank you for this beautiful new dawn and grace of life. Lord, thank you for forgiveness of sin and your bloodshed for my salvation. Lord, thank you for your grace that is forever sufficient for me. You deserve all the praise. Holy One of Israel, I have your way in my life. Do that which you alone can do. Lord, breathe over my labor in life and let me experience divine increase. Lord, pour your living water over every dry ground in my life and end all unfruitful labor. Lord, in your mercy, grant my heart desires and let my testimony begin to manifest. Lord, help me to focus on you and your plans for me in Jesus' name. Lord, help me to always stand firm on your promises regardless of what life throws at me. Lord, concern the blessings for this daily prayers all impacted by it and our household. Remove every devourer and their source from our lives in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Abba Father, for answered prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's move on to daily confession. Sin shall not have dominion over me. I am operating the power of the word of God. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus by faith. As Jesus is, so am I in this world. Jehovah is in charge of my life. His mercy speaks over my destiny. My life is hidden in the secret place of the Most High King. The Lord has removed fruitless labor from me. Whatever I lay my hands on prospers in Jesus' name. Amen. And that's today's prayer from Being Inspired by His Word. Today is the 7th of March, 2024. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Remember, Jesus loves you so much. Always walk by faith and not by sight. Don't forget to be blessed to someone by sharing this. And tune in tomorrow for another wonderful time of prayer to the glory of God and by His grace. Have a wonderful day. God bless you. Jesus is coming back very soon.